My Nature Documentary by Jack Handy. Show monkey in a tree. Narrator says,
the monkey, proud and smart, in his native habitat. But one thing he does not have,
show a giraffe,
is a long neck like the giraffe, which is why nature has allowed them to combine forces.
Show monkey on giraffe's neck. Note, monkey may have to be tied on. Then the narrator says,
the monkey can now see very far and has protection from predators, and the giraffe has a little friendly guy to ride around on him.
The monkey is shot by a poacher and falls from giraffe. Put ketchup on monkey to make him look bloody, but put something bad-tasting in the ketchup, or monkey will lick it all off. Shoot BB gun at giraffe to make him run off. Narrator,
the monkey and the giraffe have been separated.
Show monkey wandering around, injured, lost, and alone. Make him trip, using fishing line attached to his leg. Show giraffe being chased by a lion. If not too expensive, use full-sized, realistic, robotic lion, able to run at full speed. Otherwise, get a man in a lion suit. The oppressive sun beats down on monkey, heat lamp. Monkey looks up with an expression that says, why, O sun, do you torment me so? Get good director. We see lion eating a giraffe. At first, we think it is our giraffe, but then we are relieved to see it is a baby giraffe. Narrator,
can the monkey and the giraffe survive? Will they ever be reunited?
Show monkey trying to join group of monkeys, real monkeys or children in monkey suits, whichever is cheaper. Our monkey is driven away by the leader of the monkey pack, a vicious, snarling brute, papier-mâché marionette. Subtitle translates snarls as, you thought you were so great when you were riding on that giraffe's neck, but you aren't so high and mighty now. Show giraffe alone in the darkness, shivering from fear, ice packs on legs. Finally, he falls asleep. Sleeping pills? We see his dream. In it, the giraffe fearfully approaches a gravestone. At first, he can't make out the name on it, but when he finally does, he is shocked. The name on the gravestone reads, the monkey.
The monkey. The monkey.
The monkey.
The giraffe wakes up in a cold sweat. Heat lamp. Show two female explorers swimming in a crystal clear lagoon so you can see they're nude. Narrator.
Meanwhile, nearby are two explorers, Lacey and Brandy.
Show the explorers swimming for quite a while. Then show them getting dressed and leaving. We notice they have left behind a pair of binoculars. The monkey is starving now. We know this because when he looks at a parrot on a branch, it turns into a roasted, steaming parrot on a branch. Narrator.
The monkey is now at the end of his rope, so he puts his faith in the Almighty.
Monkey prays. Glue monkey hands together. Show monkey walking along later. Be sure to unglue hands first. He sees a glowing treasure chest and opens it. It's filled with bananas. Have choir singing in background so you know it's from God. Show monkey finding binoculars. Monkey learns how to use binoculars. Have plenty of film, because this may take a long time. Monkey climbs up tree and scans horizon. We see his point of view, which finally focuses on, yes, the giraffe. He screams, BB pellet, with joy. Just then, the giraffe is shot by a tranquilizer dart. We show the shooters, two trappers from a zoo. We know they are evil because we saw a part earlier where they were shooting each other with tranquilizer darts to get high. Cut to a truck traveling across the savanna. In a cage in the back is the giraffe, looking sad, half a sleeping pill. But then we reveal that it's not the two trappers driving the truck, but the monkey. Note, use cheap truck because monkey will probably wreck it. Show the two trappers sitting on the ground, tied up. No need to show how the monkey captured them. Just have one of the trappers say,
that damn monkey.
Show monkey releasing giraffe from cage and monkey leaping onto neck of giraffe. Note, monkey may not want to do this, so put monkey on giraffe's neck and jerk back with harness. then show film in reverse. Narrator:
The monkey and the giraffe are reunited at last, as nature intended.
Show giraffe trying in vain to reach a piece of fruit high on a tree branch. The monkey clambers up on top of giraffe's head and picks the fruit, but then eats it himself. The giraffe shakes his head and laughs. Show the two female explorers returning to the lagoon, looking for the binoculars. They can't find them, so they just decide to go swimming again. Monkey and giraffe gallop off into sunset. Question: would it be too much to show monkey wearing a little cowboy hat? Cute, but maybe hurts the reality of the documentary.
Jack Handy's My Nature documentary first appeared in the New Yorker magazine. We have some more great stories by Jack Handy, including My Speech to the Martians, at studio360.org.